All right, before we get into the second part of today's second date update, there's one very useful piece of information that I need to know. Patrick, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Did you at least have fun in Mexico by yourself?
Oh, sad, Patrick.
Good question.
You know what? It was pretty sad because it was like a couples thing. Like, that was part of the thing. It was like a couples. I just kind of stayed in my room and looked at my caricature photo.
Oh.
Patrick.
Dude, you could have taken that caricature photo with you, wrapped it in some waterproof stuff, taken it on one of those banana rides or some parasailing with it.
The only people that were single were like the cleaning people and like the grounds people.
Oh,
like,
gosh, dude. Patrick.
You had options then.
No!
Yeah, a 62-year-old lady that made my bed was kind of hot. Yeah, no
thanks. Well, there you go. You messed up. All right, if you're just tuning in for the second date update, Patrick is on the phone, and he met a girl named Tanya online. They had their first date, and they did a bunch of things. Rock climbing, walking around a park, getting a caricature done that he still has on his refrigerator. She actually stayed the night, and while she was staying there, he was so giddy that he booked them a trip to Mexico for the next weekend.
Wow.
She agreed to go, but then didn't show up at the airport, and now he's wondering why.
Oh my gosh, how are you feeling right now? Because that's an insane story.
I'm a little nervous and excited, if that makes sense.
Okay.
I guess I want to find out what the hell happened, but I also, you know, I don't know. I'm afraid, like, she's going to say I was ugly or something. I don't know.
Okay,
she did all that with you, and then she was like, wait a second. I don't want to spend the weekend in Mexico with this guy. He's ugly.
You never know, man. You know, women, they're crazy.
Yeah, that's it, Patrick. She thought you were bad looking.
Well,
oh, my gosh.
I'm going to dial her phone number right now. Here we go.
Okay.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak to Tanya, please?
This is.
Hey, Tanya, how are you? This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
Hi, I'm good.
Good, I'm glad to hear it. I was worried about you.
Okay, who are you again?
My name is Jubal, and I host a radio show called Brooke and Jubal in the Morning. There's three of us on the phone right now. There's me, there's Brooke.
Hey, how you doing?
Jose.
Hey!
Okay, hi, everyone.
Okay. Hi, Tanya. And we have been so worried about you.
Why?
Well, because you missed a flight recently, and that's a big thing we do on our show. We have like a segment where it's like, did you miss your flight recently?
No.
We track people down and try to figure out why they missed their flight. It's kind of crazy.
So
we're a kooky morning show.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. So you were supposed to take a flight recently with a dude named Patrick to Mexico, and you just didn't show up.
How do you know that?
Know everything.
Just
and also, he emailed us.
Yeah, there you go.
Patrick told us about your first date and said that you guys had planned a trip to Mexico for the next weekend, but you left him at the airport.
Oh, my God.
And if, I mean, that's a lot. Like, the whole story is pretty crazy. So maybe you were just feeling overwhelmed and you didn't know how to tell him. That's what I'm hoping for.
It was just a really weird thing that happened with the airport. And it was just really weird.
You're on the no-fly list.
She got detained.
It's kind of really embarrassing. It's a mistake, and I just kind of leave it at that.
You
wait.
You peed your pants in the security line because you were scared.
What? Where do you come up with
that
this?
That happens to me all the time.
That is so
it
weird.
It is embarrassing, but it's okay.
I believe that.
That's not it.
He asked you to go through the security machine, and you took off your clothes and asked for a strip search instead.
Oh, my God. Stop guessing.
It can be embarrassing, but I've done it, too.
No. It's just, listen, it's 100% me. It had nothing to do with Patrick at all.
But really? What could be so embarrassing that you spend this amazing date with someone, agree to go on a long weekend to Mexico.
Oh, my God.
And then ditch out of it all and, like, leave him high and dry.
It just... I went to the airport. I was very excited to go on this trip. And
you did?
Yes. Oh. Yes, I went to the airport. I went and I checked in, had my stuff ready to go, and they asked for my passport. And I said, why? I mean, I have, you know, my driver's license. And they're like, no, you need a passport. And I was like, why? I'm just going to Mexico. And they're like, yeah, you need a passport. And I truly had no idea that you need a passport to get into Mexico and Canada.
Like, yeah.
Yes, you do.
I really know. I seriously thought, like, it's all the same continent. Like,
welcome to the last 15 years of the world.
Oh, no. So you forgot your passport.
No, I didn't forget it. I don't have one. I don't travel a lot. I didn't know. I seriously did not know. And I was mortified standing there. And I don't have a passport. And I didn't know what to do. I didn't know what to say. I didn't know how to tell Patrick that, like, how absolutely idiotic I felt. So
I do know how you can tell him, Tanya. I really do know how you can tell him.
How is he even going to believe me? I've been trying to figure it out, and I don't even know what to say.
Well, you kind of already did, because he's actually on the other line listening and wants to talk to you.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm on the phone.
Oh my God. This is so embarrassing.
Yeah, it's very embarrassing that you wouldn't call somebody and have the respect to at least let me know what's going on.
Whoa.
Oh, Patrick.
Well, you're kind of mad, aren't you, Patrick?
Patrick, I am so sorry. I was so embarrassed in that moment, and I literally had no idea what to do, what to say. I felt so stupid that didn't know this.
So, I mean, you could have told me, like, you didn't have to just blow me off. Like, it's kind of crazy that you wouldn't even call or let me know. And then I went by myself, like,
I know.
A couple's weekend by myself.
I know.
Basically the worst trip to Mexico that I've ever taken. And I was there one time during El Nino.
Wow. El Nino. Oh, God.
Damn, Tanya, you're worse than El Nino.
I
will say, Tanya, it is pretty weird that you were that embarrassed by a passport snafu.
Listen, I understand that it sounds crazy. I don't travel a lot. I don't know these things. I had no reason to know these things. And Patrick, like the entire weekend that you were gone, knowing that you were there, I was drinking margaritas, sitting at home, thinking about you the entire time.
Well, it was good that you were thinking about me. All you had to do is send one text, make one phone call. That's it.
I am apologizing. I have taken 100% of the blame for this. If you were listening, as you were supposedly listening while I was talking this entire time to a bunch of radio DJs, I said that I would take 100% fault for this. I am sorry.
So, okay, I hear your apology on that, but now we have a whole other issue. I mean, what are you, 12 years old? You don't have a passport? You don't travel? I mean,
wait, that's still an issue.
I haven't had a reason to have one, Patrick. I didn't know.
Like, kids, like babies, come out of the wombs and get passports and travel all over. Your parents must have kept you locked in your basement.
You know what?
Like, what?
This right here is why I didn't tell you, okay? This is why I had no idea how to tell you. Because I was worried that you were going to sit here and berate me for not knowing something. You could just be really nice and be a good guy.
It's not a matter of not knowing something. It's a matter of just having a brain to figure out. Like,
Whoa! Patrick, we know you're angry, but like, I thought you really liked this girl, dude.
I did, but she doesn't have a passport. What kind of person doesn't have a passport?
There's lots of people that don't have passports.
No, there's not. I don't know anybody. Do you know anybody? I don't know anybody that doesn't have a passport.
Mine's almost expired. I might not have one soon.
Mine just expired, actually, so I technically don't have one either.
I have one, so.
Do you know, like, to get a passport, you go to the post office and take a picture and just mail it out and they send it back to you? Like, it's not rocket science by any means.
Oh, man.
You know, I know what I'm supposed to do now. I can go and get one, and we can go on a trip together. We can do it the right way this time.
All right, well, Tanya, would you like to go out with Patrick on a second date? We can do dinner. We'll pay for dinner. If you guys want to go on a trip, that's on you. But if you get a passport, you'd be willing to go out with Patrick again?
Yes, it was my mistake. I would like to go on another date with Patrick.
I'm impressed. I mean, he said some mean things, so.
He's upset.
Patrick, do you want to go out with Tanya again?
I mean, somebody that can't call you back and is not responsive. And what person, again, does not have a passport? I would never go out with her again.
What? After she was your dream girl and you were obsessed with her, the passport's the breaking point.
My dream girl is gorgeous, nice, beautiful smile. And you know what? She has a passport.
Okay. All right, Patrick, we found your deal breaker, I guess.
Oh, my God.
You know what? Just forget the whole thing. Forget that I even said yes. You are not the person I thought you were. You're crazy.
I may be crazy, but at least I have a passport.
It does have a point. Important PSA today for the second date update. Everybody, make sure you go get your passport, everybody.
Oh, my gosh. Seriously.